Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Let me tell you a little bit about Bet Online. It remains your number one spot for NBA, MLB, MMA, boxing. It doesn't matter. Every single prop, every single play, every single point, it's all at Bet Online. When it comes to bets, when it comes to props, everything that you need is at your headquarters for sports betting. That's Bet Online. Head to the website right now, use your mobile device, sign up, get a 50% welcome bonus. Don't forget to use the promo code BLEAV, that's Believe, to get yourself a 50% welcome bonus. Come on, there's no need to hesitate. Bet Online, where the game starts. All right, let's get down to business. An active lifestyle can cause hemorrhoids. That sucks. Lucky for you, they're South of the Border. South of the Border is a holistic approach to dealing with the affected area. Go to southoftheborder.com, use code AHOLE, A-H-O-L-E, get yourself 30% off. That's pretty rad. And this is not an area of your body you want to put bad ingredients in. Make sure you turn to South of the Border. southoftheborder.com, code AHOLE.
I hope you're ready to have your mind blown with the greatest health and fitness information on the planet.
Yes, bitch!
What up? Welcome to the Mikey Likes You podcast. I am Mikey, who likes you, are you, who is liked. Amazing, amazing system. I want to get into some things today that are based around a new program exclusively available at my Patreon right now. I'm looking into ways that I can make it available other places because, frankly, I want it to be easier for you. But right now it is available at my Patreon, and it is called Simply the Best Program. A bit sarcastic because I based this whole premise of making the program in hopes of silencing all the arguing that's going on around training. Nutrition, for the most part, had been pretty stable. Science had been a pretty quiet argument. I'm not talking about like moral aspects when you're talking about like veganism versus meat eating, ethical things when it comes to eating. Talking about like physique training, performance training. Nutrition wasn't something that was debated about that much until about 10 years ago. Then things got crazy. I'm sure the internet and social media had a lot to do with it. Training's always been debated. Especially in the world of bodybuilding, there's been the kind of high-intensity school that will challenge the high-volume school. Mike Mentzer versus Arnold is kind of like the most famous application of this debate. But, you know, there's the people who come from that school. There's definitely high-intensity proponents and then students. And they've become very famous in that world, and everyone will turn to them to use that as ammo for their argument. And there's certainly high volume proponents that people will turn and use the same thing. They'll use them as essentially reasons to argue their way of thinking when it comes to training. And I wanted to create this program for one reason alone, because I think these arguments are stupid, and I want to prevent you from wasting your time listening to these arguments, wasting your physical and mental energy, and just get down to training. Okay, so let's break it down. So with resistance training, it's kind of like, you know, aerobic anaerobic training or endurance training. There's people who train for marathons, there's people who train to run sprints. There's gonna be some carryover considering that you're using your lungs and your legs and things like that, but there's a lot of difference in the way things are approached and the way people go about it. Well, with resistance training, it's very similar. There's training that's called sarcoplasmic, and there's training that's called myofibril. And what this essentially means in normal person talk is that myofibril is about making the actual fibers, hence myofibril, stronger and better at the contractile function. So you can make harder contractions within the muscle cell and the cells itself become stronger and harder. Sarcoplasmic is the idea of putting the plasm and other fluids and other particulates into the muscle cell that aren't necessarily the part of the muscle fiber. Easiest way to look at it I've found is from Justin Harris, who's a really smart guy, from First Detachment. He likened it to the difference between a steak and beef jerky. Let's take 10 ounces of flank steak, right? 10 ounces of flank steak weighs 10 ounces, of course. If you were to make that exact piece of flank steak, fresh out, you know, fresh from the butcher, nice raw flank steak, and then you made it into beef jerky, it would be 2-3 ounces at the most. But the actual amount of muscle fiber is the exact same. What has changed? All the other things, the fluids and the other particulates that have been removed when you dried it out. Myofiber is training that beef jerky, that actual fiber. Sarcoplasmic is all the other stuff that gets removed when you make it into beef jerky from steak, okay? So pump training, typically, high volume pump training is for sarcoplasmic kind of growth. And then myofiber is usually based around harder, heavier contractions at much lower volume because the intensity is higher. When you're contracting harder, you're usually lifting heavier weights, you're going for less reps. So those are where the two kind of schools fall into place. So from here on out, just to make things easy, we're going to talk about, you know, the pump versus the higher intensity or the PR stuff. I find it very, very, very bothersome to me that so many people get bogged down with social media and with outlets nowadays, where people just get into an argument and then they start adopting, listening to certain people who have certain arguments. They're like, this is the only way to do it. I'm training the same way Mike Mentzer trained. I'm training the same way Dorian Yates trained, or what, or I'm like the Rich Piana, super high volume. Let's just get the pump. It's all about the pump anyway. Let's not worry about setting PRs. The reality is if you take away any of your biases, if you take away any of your attachments emotionally, human muscle, skeletal muscle, works in both ways and functions in both ways. Now, the amount to which you would want to lean heavier on sarcoplasmic versus myofibril training really is dependent upon genetics, where you're at in your life, where you're at with your training and lifestyle stuff. I don't think it's shocking to tell you that higher intensity training with higher weights and lower reps is going to be a little bit harder on your body. Higher volume training is going to make you sore, though. It's going to make your chest, your leg get super sore from like high rep leg training. You ever had that where you had a hard time walking? Heavier squats, especially if you're accustomed to it, is not going to, you know, you're hitting failure or close to it in 3 to 5 reps. It's not going to make you that sore, but it's going to make you tired as shit. Systemically, it's very demanding. High intensity training is very systemically demanding as far as your central nervous system and all the chemical activity in your body. As far as muscularly training taxation, high volume stuff gets pretty taxing. So on top of just finding what works best for you and your genetic makeup, fatigue management becomes a huge aspect, okay? So when I created this program, and again, it was a sarcastic title of the best program ever, or simply the best program. But I meant it because I wanted to give everyone the most benefit from all worlds when it comes to training frequency, when it comes to sarcoplasmic or pump training, and myofiber or high intensity PR stuff. I wanted to give you everything on your plate that would give you the most advantage from all departments. And then as you apply it, you are able to decide just how frequently you train and just how much you lean on one or the other. There should never be an absence of either. The greatest powerlifters in the world who are solely concerned with lifting heavier weights, that's the point of powerlifting, include high volume training in their training. There's always some hypertrophy based training, lower weight for 10 to 20 reps at the end when they're talking about bench press. You're training your triceps for volume too. You're training your front delts and everything for hypertrophy. That's part of the deal. When it comes to resistance training, there can't be a complete absence of either. The greatest bodybuilders in the world, the greatest physique athletes in the world, the greatest competitors in any kind of physique realm, male or female, they're including some amount of higher intensity, higher weight stuff. They're looking to set PR. If that wasn't the case, all of the best physiques in the world, whether you're talking bikini, whether you're talking men's fitness, you're talking bodybuilding, they would be using really light weights and just kind of getting the pump. They're not. We know Christian Bumstead and some of the best men's physiques guys and some of these female bikini ladies are lifting proportionate to their body weight. They're lifting tremendous amounts of weight. It's not all of their training because like they're not trying to set PR records. They're trying to have the best physique. But it has to be a part of your training, both kind of schools. So this program Simply the best program ever, available at my Patreon. And again, I'm really working on other aspects and other venues to distribute my training. But as of right now, that's a great place to do it. And I would love for you to at least peruse the idea of joining up at my Patreon if you haven't already. Also, if you're looking to support me, please like, subscribe on whatever outlet you are listening to this on. Leave your comments. Leave those likes. I like to respond. I like to interact with people. I'm at Mike Catherwood on Instagram. Both the two top tiers, the middle tier and the top tier of my Patreon, will have access to all my training programs, which are there at my Patreon, and then also, of course, this new one. But the reason I'm not just doing an advertisement for this program, I wanted to use this program as a stepping off point to talk about a couple things for the next subsequent shows. Because one of the main things that I dislike, there's a lot of things that I really love about social media. From the aspect of just getting in touch with people, hanging out with, seeing people's lives, I like that. I like art, so all genres of art, so I like to look at people's art. I like to understand. I love fitness, so I like to troll the fitness folks and jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai, whatnot. But the problem with it is that there's so much arguing going on, and people use it as a marketing tool. And if I'm being fully forthcoming, I'm of course using this program and I'm using my podcast as a marketing tool, but I'm not going to use division or argument. If I believe in a certain style of training, if I believe in a certain style of diet, and someone sees great results or genuinely enjoys, find quality of life with a different way of eating, not only am I happy for them and okay and support them doing that, I'm curious as to what's going on with that. I'm not married to anything. I'm married to Bianca. That's about it. And I always find when people who are so unbelievably controlled and then also rigid in their beliefs that they go out and they make a living out of selling these rigid beliefs, it's very uncommon for them to be particularly well-developed or happy people. Right? You know, if you're spending an inordinate amount of time as a grown adult arguing with people online about something, especially when you're talking about self-betterment, I'm not talking about politics. I think a lot of the pageantry of American politics is designed for people to kind of have debates and argue and things like that. But you're talking about lifting weights, you're talking about eating, and people are going to get in arguments and spend a majority of their time arguing and trying to prove who's right. If you're so motivated by the sake of like dunking on people, as opposed to, I love training and it's brought a lot to my life. It's made me, I think, a happier, better person. I love eating right for the same reason. I'm happy to share that with people. I'm in no way beholden to any way of thought about it. You know, I find that very, very, I don't know, disturbing, to be honest. So the creation of this program, Simply the Best Program, was more of a way to try to end arguments and include these feuding factions all within the same program, allowing you to experience the different forms of stimuli and the different forms of training frequency, and then apply it how it best suits you. It's based on push-pull legs, old school push-pull legs, meaning you're training the push muscles, the chest, the front delts, and the triceps on day one. The next day would be pull, which would be biceps, back muscles of all pulling, you know, kind of modalities. And then finally legs. One of your push days is really heavily based on high intensity or myofibril stuff for the chest and sarcoplasmic high pump stuff for the front delts and the triceps. And then the next time you get around to the push, it's going to be switched. Same for pull, same for legs. So this is what I thought to be a great way to kind of cover all bases. And then as you get into the program and you unlock it, as long as you followed the program as far as the days in order and, you know, kind of the structure of it, you choose how it best fits your schedule as far as training frequency, as far as your lifestyle. I'm 45 and have devoted a long period of time to eating right and training hard. So I go 2 days on, 1 day off. gives me a good 5-6 days sometimes in a 7-day period where I'm hitting everything twice. That's all you need to do as far as science shows. And I'm getting enough rest that I can still live my life. If you are not at all accustomed to training, or you haven't been training consistently in a long time, and you are overweight and not really familiar with the stimulus that comes with resistance training, you might train every other day. You might train at, the least I would recommend someone training is 4 days a week, meaning, you know, pick 2 days where you do the first two and then the 2 days where you do the last two. That way you're constantly in a 7-day period, you're going to hit everything twice, but it's enough of a delay where you have enough breaks in between and you're letting your system and your muscles relax enough that you're going to be able to continue with this program. So the frequency is up to you. But I did like the fact that you're getting the nuts and bolts of what you need, and that is total body training. You need to train all parts of your body. You can't overlook certain ones. You can't just say like, "Wow, I wear pants a lot, so I'm not even gonna train my legs. My legs are already big, so I'm gonna stop it." Train the body from head to toe. There can be specialization to certain points, but the body needs to be trained head to toe. And then all, science has shown irrefutably that a certain level of frequency is optimal, and that is twice within about a 7 to 10 day period, depending on your level of expertise and your level of being accustomed to fatigue. So it's all right there for you. You're getting your pump training to kind of isolate certain high volume areas when you need it. You're getting your high volume, your high intensity, your PR stuff. And it's all set up for you in this program called what I ironically labeled the best, simply the best program. Available at my Patreon. And again, I will investigate other ways that I can get it out to you, because I want to get it out to you. But that's pretty much it. And I wanted to use this as a jumping off point, make the program, talk about it, give you this podcast to give you my basis around it, because it's all really motivated for trying to find what's best for you, finding what's best for you and me being helpful in that regard. Okay. That was my main purpose, and because I've created other programs that I like and I think are great. And you can talk to any of my top tier clients that I hope would hopefully agree with you. But this is one where it's like you're stuck, you're listening to so many arguments, you're fatigued by, well, what's right? High intensity, high volume. I can't, this guy says one thing, this girl says another. This is the program where it brings it all together in a reasonable enough amount of volume and intensity and management of fatigue, making it open-ended for you to apply it to your lifestyle as it best suits you, and you're getting everything you need. After 2-3 months of following this, you can start to see, like, you know what? I am a pretty naturally lean guy. I've always been naturally strong, and I'm lean, you know, for my size, and I'm lean. I need to lean a little bit more into more of the pump stuff. You know, I'm just gonna leave maybe one set, one exercise here and there for the high intensity stuff, okay? Or vice versa, you gotta realize, like, oh, okay, well, I'm not fat, but God, man, this guy, he hasn't been training anywhere half as long as I have, and he's like 40 pounds less than me, and he lifts more than me in every single exercise. Or you're out on the mats and, you know, let's say you're a grappler or something, and you realize you're one of those guys, like, you can go all day, but people, they'll just snap you down. You get a Russian tie and just yank you over. You have no ability to kind of resist that. You got to go, like, okay, I need to invest some time to really building horsepower, and I can lean a little bit more into the higher intensity stuff, into the myofibril stuff. So there you go. That is the nuts and bolts of it. I'm going to start breaking down a little bit more aspects of the program from here on out when it comes to different pods, and like and subscribe if you could. And remember, in this crazy mixed up world that makes you think that nobody cares, I do. Be good.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.